Today we're going to talk about capitalizing versus expensing when you're trying to evaluate the relative performance of two different firms. We're going to do this by just introducing a very simple example, which is essentially a bike messenger company. You want to be a bike messenger, you buy a bike, and then you have to figure out how to deal with this in your financial statements. Now, the first type you can do is capitalizing that bike. What does that imply? Well, you put the bike as an asset on your balance sheet, you use the bike for a year, you depreciate the whole value of the bike, and then that's how you expense it. Because next year you will have to buy another bike and do the whole thing over. Alternatively, you can expense the bike. What does that mean? Well, then you have zero assets on your balance sheet, the bike goes as an expense on the income statement, and that's that. Next year, same thing. Now, if we want to look at the performance here, well, the return of the capitalized company is the earnings divided by the assets. What are our assets? Well, it's basically how much you make divided by how much the bike cost. How about the other company? Well, here you don't really have any assets. So what does that mean? Well, you have your earnings divided by zero. What does that imply? Well, mathematically, that means that the return is infinite. Sounds very good, but we can probably agree here that both firms have the same amount of sales because you did the same job. The bike is the exact same bike. The taxes you pay are exactly the same, and how much the company actually makes is the same. Now, if we assume that the riskiness is also similar, which it has to be, then the value of the capitalized firm will be exactly the same as the value of the expensing firm. So what's the takeaway? Why is this important? Well, this is a very simple intuition that you can use to understand things like producing versus outsourcing or leasing versus owning. And in principle, there's no difference between this simple example and that outside of very technical parts of the financial statements. So hopefully this is a good takeaway and you can understand that when measuring relative value between two different firms, you need to understand how they account for the assets that they need to produce what they're producing.